This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A longtime South Shore firefighter died unexpectedly while on duty. The department says Bob Behrens served the Racine County Department for 26 years. Officials are praising his dedication and courage and asking the community to keep his family and colleagues in their thoughts. Funeral plans are still pending. A Racine County judge has ordered Union Grove High School to pay a landowner over $100,000 for legal costs after mishandling an eminent domain filing. That landowner, Daniel Riddell, called the case a waste of taxpayer money, while the district wants the land for expansion and may appeal. The school is trying to improve traffic and add parking. Next week, the Kenosha Unified School Board will vote on allowing metal detector wands in high schools. It comes after two Bradford students were caught with weapons days apart. Police say they caught a 16-year-old with a loaded gun and another with ammunition after tips came in. There could be new competitors soon for Racine and Kenosha high school teams. Milwaukee Public Schools is trying to put a stop to that plan. The WIAA is trying to shift Ronald Reagan, Carmen South, and Carmen Southeast in MPS to the Southeast Conference. Their appeal cites travel and class time issues. And 17-year-old Ella Kohlmeyer, a St. Joseph senior, was crowned 2026 Miss Kenosha Saturday night. She won out of a field of 18 competitors. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Giannis says he's almost ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo held a press conference during the NBA All-Star Weekend in L.A. and was asked how his calf injury is coming along.
I feel good. I feel 100%, to be honest with you. I just got to check the boxes, right? So I got to do things. Now I got to get on the court. I got to play some one-on-one, 3-on-3.
The Bucks return to action Friday in New Orleans against the Pelicans. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Ohio State to play the Buckeyes 7:30 tomorrow night. The Badgers now 18-7 after beating Michigan State. At the Winter Olympics, Wisconsin speed skater Jordan Stolz, next event coming up this Thursday morning in the 1500-meter race, Stolz setting a new Olympic record of just 33.7 seconds in the 500-meter over the weekend to earn his second gold medal.
Yeah, it feels amazing to do it in a distance that's where it's a much closer margin, but I'm super thankful to have two golds.
That's speed skater Jordan Stolz. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies and unseasonably warm again today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Not as warm on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Look for rain to develop at night.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.